Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Tenants, housing advocates, and others are marching in Midtown today to call on lawmakers in Albany to do more to protect New Yorkers from being unfairly evicted. Riddhi Singh is with the group Housing Justice for All.
New York City should be for everybody. Our neighborhoods should be stable and whole. And if we're going to have that, we need to make sure that our state passes good cause eviction in the budget this year, which would protect New Yorkers from rent hikes and unfair evictions and bring some stability to our city and our neighborhoods.
A recent report said evictions in New York have returned to their pre-pandemic highs. New York's more than century-old law banning adultery is a step closer to being repealed. The Assembly passed a measure to scrap the law last month, and yesterday the state Senate did the same, meaning people currently creating or cheating on their husband or wife are just a signature away from technically being considered criminals. After yesterday's vote in the state Senate, one lobbyist at the Capitol told the New York Post that the state is now a step away from being down to nine commandments in New York. A three-month-old is in the hospital after an awful attack in East Harlem. The baby boy suffered cuts to his head and neck and possibly even a broken leg. Police say it happened just after midnight when the baby's mother got into an argument with a man along East 101st Street. The man senselessly attacked the child, police say. Cops say the mother hit the man with a broom. He took off running, but he ran into cops and told them that he'd been shot, which wasn't true. Charges are pending against the 51-year-old man. No word on the relationship between all three. The baby is in stable condition. A homeless man is under arrest for allegedly groping two women in two separate incidents in Manhattan. In the first, it happened in the morning of March the 26th. Police say 26-year-old Taheem Minardi approached a 34-year-old woman from behind along 9th Avenue and 16th Street, then ran off. Less than 10 minutes later, police say he did the same thing to a 52-year-old woman along 18th Street and 10th Avenue. He's charged with forcible touching and sex abuse. With tax day right around the corner, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is teaming up with Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo for an event in the Bronx to show off the new IRS website. The site launched last month in New York and a handful of other states. It provides one-stop shopping for simple tax forms and allows some to file their federal taxes for free. The event kicks off this afternoon at the Cultural Center on Southern Boulevard, not far from Freeman Street and the 2 and 4 train station.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.